We're coming to the conclusion of our discussion of a big day Shabbos, the clothing of Shabbos, even though there's really a lot more to talk about. But I realize that we have to move on. What we're going to talk about now is really to bring it all together. I think then next week, Mitchum, we'll talk about house cleaning Erev Shabbos, and then we'll talk about Hadlakas Neiros and start to get ready for Shabbos, get close to Shabbos. Vayivarach Elokim es Yom HaShvi. Bracha, it says in Chumash that Hashem gave a bracha, Hashem benched, he blessed the seventh day. So in Chazal, there are a number of explanations of what the brach is. It says, Vayivarach Elokim es Yom HaShvi. So what's the bracha of Yom HaShvi? So it says, Nemedrish Berach Ba'arponav Shal Adam. It's a very remarkable thing. The Torah says that the bracha of Shabbos is more upon a shaladim, that a person's face is shining on Shabbos. He looks different Shabbos. Laidoyma or upon a shaladim call Yemaisa Shabbos, Kamaishu Daima b'Shabbos. That the or upon of the light of a person's face on Shabbos is different from the way it appears during the rest of the week. That's what it says in the Medrash. So we have to try to understand on our Madrega, what does this mean? What does it mean that Leidoyma or Panav Shaladim call you Maisa Shabbos Kamishadoyma Bashabbos? What change takes place in the more Panav Shaladim? In the physical appearances of a person, something changes. And Tzaddikim saw this. Tzaddikim was sensitive to this. It happens. We might not notice it, but it's happening. Darash Rabbi Simoi. It's a famous drasha in the Gemara in Shabbos. Many of you are familiar with it. So Rabbi Simoi taught B'shal Shekdim Yisrael Nasa L'Nishma, but when the Jewish people proclaimed Nasa V'Nishma, we will do, we'll keep the Torah unconditionally, and then we'll hear, then we'll understand. When Klal Yisrael said that, Bo Shishim Riboy Malachi Hasharis, L'Kol Echad V'Echad Mi'Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael said that, so 600,000 angels, 600,000 malachim came to every Jew, and they attached two crowns. Two crowns were placed on the head of each Jew. One crown is for Nasa, we will do, and the other crown is for Nishma, we will then hear, we will understand. The cave in Shechot Yisrael. And then when we sinned with the golden calf, with the Chet HaEgel, the Kevin Shechot Yisrael, Yardu, Mei Ve'esrim, Yibu, Malachi, Chavola, Upirkum. Then 1,200,000 Malachim came. Then already we weren't connected. So then it was already 1,200,000 Malachim came. And the destructive angels came. And they took away from us our crowns. These two crowns that each Jew had, from Nasa and Ishma, were taken from us. Amr Rabbi Yochanan Bekulan Zocha Moshe Benotlan. And what happened to these crowns? What happens to these? We don't know what these crowns are yet. We'll see. What happened to the crowns of Nasa and Ishma? So Rabbi Yochanan says that Moshe Rabbeinu took all of them. Moshe Rabbeinu has all of the crowns. Tosfos says over there, where do we see that Moshe Rabbeinu had these crowns? Shalhoid hayu. These were crowns of hayd, of splendor. Shalhoid hayu. Lefichach kishenotal Moshe. Therefore, when Moshe Rabbeinu took these crowns, the Nasa V'Nishma crowns, whatever that means, when Moshe Rabbeinu took the Nasa V'Nishma crowns, since these crowns were crowns of splendor, of glory, as Tosfos says over there, Koran or Panav. That's when his face, Moshe Rabbeinu's face, began to shine. Koran or Panav. His face began to shine when he took these crowns that were given that were placed on the heads of the Jewish people of each Jew because of Naaseh v'Nishma. When we sinned, they were taken from us, Moshe Rabbeinu received them, and from those crowns, Koran or upon of Moshe Rabbeinu's face was able to shine with that supernal spiritual light. Obviously, this is not something that you could touch with your hands. So we find in the Kisvei Ha'ari, it says that every single Erev Shabbos before Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu returns these crowns to the Jewish people. Every Erev Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu returns the crowns of Naaseh v'Nishma that we lost and that he has. Moshe Rabbeinu returns these crowns to us Erev Shabbos. The Naaseh v'Nishma crowns. So we have to understand, what are these crowns? What are these crowns? This is one of the reasons why it looks more Shabbos than when a person wears a hat. And to wear a nice tichel, a nice shetel, or to have your hair done nicely. It's also connected to the Ataris. What are these crowns? What's the connection between the Naaseh v'Nishma crowns? It sounds like a part of Kabbalah's Atari. What's have to do with Shabbos? But the Arizal said that Erev Shabbos we get them back. So we have them for Shabbos. And then Matzah Shabbos Nabuch, we lose them. They're taken back by Moshe Rabbeinu. So what happens? What is that? What are the crowns and why do we get them Erev Shabbos? Why do we get them for Shabbos? You know, the Beis HaLevi was not only one of the greatest of our Achronim in Halacha. The Beis HaLevi has unbelievable drushes. The 17th drush from the Beis HaLevi is half leva fella, is absolutely, from beginning till end, is absolutely wondrous. So the Beis HaLevi asks in the 17th drush a famous question. How is it possible that the Jewish people accepted the Torah with those words, Naaseh v'Nishma, we will do, and then we'll hear what it's about, we're just going to accept unconditionally, whatever God tells us, whatever Hashem says, we'll do it. So Beis HaLevi asks, Api Halacha, how could there be such an acceptance? Without knowing the mitzvahs, without knowing what we're getting into. Since it's a psak din, there's a halacha from the Rambam. That if a person's mechai himself, bedover she'eino kotzuv. That means, if a person says, I am accepting upon myself, if Reuven says to Shimon, I take upon myself, I'm going to do whatever you tell me to do. According to halacha, the Rambam paskins, that's an invalid statement. It's an invalid commitment, it's meaningless. Because it's Dovish and a Kotsev. He's going to say, I want you to jump. I want you to jump 50 feet in the air. It's a Dovish and a Kotsev. And it doesn't have any limits. It's not contained within any boundaries that are clear and defined. So the Beis HaLevi asks, therefore, how is it possible that the Jewish people were Makabal Torah, we accepted upon ourselves in the way of Naaseh v'Nishma? Whatever the Baruch Shalom tells us, whatever he's going to say, we'll do. We're having a hard time with it, no? I mean, we're a bit knackers at the time. But it's not so easy. It turns out it's not so easy. It's not so easy. So the Beis HaLevi's answer is the following. It's true that if a person is mechayev himself, if a person obligates himself, that I as an individual am making a commitment to do anything that this person asks of me, or anything that God asks of me, without knowing at all what that could possibly mean. So the Beis HaLevi says, Anachanami, that's invalid. But even the Rambam agrees, the Beis HaLevi explains, that a Jew is allowed to sell himself, to give himself over as what? An Eved, as a servant, as a slave of the master of the universe. The truth is that even with a person in this world, if one sells oneself as a slave, even though the chores, the jobs have not been defined, the nature of the employment hasn't been defined, what it basically means is, whatever my master tells me to do, you know why? Because I'm no longer my own. I don't belong anymore to myself. I belong to him. Therefore, it's within the boundaries of the owner to decide how to use this being, this object that belongs to him, his eved, his servant. So the Beis Halevi says that when the Jewish people said Na'aseh v'nishma, when we made that proclamation, Na'aseh v'nishma, what took place was we were machna ourselves, we gave ourselves over, our bodies, physically, as a person would be machna himself physically, gufay la'adaynay, his guf, his body, a slave, a person is machna his very being, his body, to the master. Simimel of the halach is, the Beis Halevi says, even according to the Rambam, that the eved, his mechuyev, is obligated to do whatever he's told. And that is a valid commitment, and it is a valid acquisition or sale. And this, the Beis Halevi says, is the meaning of Na'aseh v'nishma. Na'aseh v'nishma was made on those terms that the Jewish people were mamish moiseh themselves entirely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is not, as the Beis Halevi explains, that this is not how the goyim, how the non-Jews observe the seven mitzvahs. This is the entire difference. It's very good. It's a long drosha. It's very good to learn it from beginning to end. When it comes to the seven mitzvahs of Bnei Noach, of non-Jews, that, the Beis Halevi says, is only begeder his chayvus, which means I have my own personal existence. I own myself. And how can I serve you? So Hashem says to the non-Jew, there are seven things that I would like you to be careful with, and this is what I'd like you to do. But there's no hakna. They couldn't make a hakna. They could not give themselves over with mesiras haguf, their entire being and essence. That's not within the realm of their ability. Therefore, the Beis Halevi says that only a Jew, even though this is a machlokas, the Beis Halevi says that only a Jew is mitzuv in the midst of Kiddush Hashem to die, to physically relinquish his hold on his own physical existence, on his own being. There's a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, which does not exist, the Beis Halevi passings, does not exist by Bnei Noach, by non-Jews. Why? Because only by a Jew, the Beis Halevi says, kol gufoy v'atzmusoy, his very body doesn't belong to him. And this has to do with halachas, such as chabola, injuring oneself, and so on, and God forbid somebody wants to take his own life. It's not your body, b'chlal. The body of a Jew, Na'aseh v'nishma, means that there was an act of giving over of ourselves. That's what Na'aseh v'nishma means. Therefore, the Beis Halevi says that from that time on, from that moment on, when we said Na'aseh v'nishma, from that moment, the physical body of a Jew is niskadesh b'kdushas haguf, has been sanctified physically, like the cloth, like the parchment of a Sefer Torah, like a carbon, like an offering that is brought in the Beis HaMikdash, like the Kli Shoreis, like the vessels in the temple. It doesn't mean that we just are committed, I, as a human being, will try to obey your will. I am committed to observing your mitzvahs. It's more than that. The body of a Jew is hektish, is holy. It has kedushas haguf. It's like a carbon. It has like the cloth, like the parchment of a Torah that belongs kaviyachol to the master of the universe. That's what the Beis Halevi discusses over there. We understand, therefore, based upon this teaching, the Beis Halevi, I'm going to explain this more, the crowns of Na'aseh v'nishma. There was something that we wore. When we said Na'aseh v'nishma, the Malachim came and they placed something on our heads. We were crowned. We were crowned. With the crown of the king. A crown means royalty. It means the siman of the king. The mark of royalty, the mark of the king, was placed upon every Jewish head. One keneged nasa, as Chazal say, one for nasa, one for nishma. And that is the physical manifestation of this new, unique level of kedushas haguf, of physical sanctity, that a transformation, a physical transformation had taken place, even though we looked the same. You'd see a Jew, he looked the same way he looked 10 minutes before. You didn't notice in how he looked. It wasn't like there was something in how he looked. But the stamp of the king was now upon his very being. This is the crown. And he now has kedushas haguf, the sanctity of a physical object like a carbon, like an animal that's brought for a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. Like the cloth, the parchment of a Sefer Torah. How do you always know exactly like I? Thank you. Well, you know, because I make disgusting sounds. It's not such a chachma. But thank you. And this is the same source of the karnei hoid, of the extraordinary light that was shining from the face of Moshe Rabbeinu, whatever that meant, that he covered his face, the karnei hoid, because the body of Moshe Rabbeinu, the kedushas haguf, the sanctity of that body of Moshe Rabbeinu, which Chazal say, that one half was godly, the other half was human, whatever that means. If you look in the introduction to Meshech Chachma, to Sefer Shmeis, he talks about it. The whole Akdom of Ramei Simcha to Shmeis. That Moshe Rabbeinu's body was illuminated by the stamp of God's presence. This was a Jew who had no existence other than godliness. He had no self-expression. He had no ego. There was nothing. Only the crown of the Master of the Universe. Nope. So Rav Hutna Zecher Tzadik Livracha, in Pachad Yitzchak, he discusses this Me'or Panim Shel Adam, Shabbos, in the Pachad Yitzchak Shabbos, that a person's face is different on Shabbos. That's what we began with. What's the bracha that Ivarach Lekim is Yemai Shri? So it says in Medrash that the bracha of Shabbos is that the light of a Jew's face on Shabbos is different from his face during the 6 days of the week. So Rav Hutner asks in Pachad Yitzchak that L'chayra, this bracha of Me'or Panim, this bracha of the shining face, this bracha seems, Rav Hutner says, to be a tzimtzum, a hafchasa of the bracha of Shabbos. What does that mean? Mr. Baruch Shalom said, it says, V'yivarach l'kim that Hashem bless Shabbos. That's a general term. And Rav Hutner says, we would like to think that it has to do with everything. You know, everything, that the whole Shabbos is gebenched. Everything about Shabbos is blessed. So now the Chazal have said, no, it's not talking about everything with Shabbos, it's talking about one particular thing, Me'or Panav, the light of a person's face, that's all. So Furtner says, L'chayr, it would seem that instead of expanding the borders of holiness, of Shabbos, this statement of Chazal that says there's one thing that shines, it's your face. There's one place where the blessing of Shabbos is revealed or is experienced. It's the light of a person's face. So the Pachad Yitzchak, so Rav Hutner and Pachad Yitzchak, that would seem to be diminishing the bracha of Shabbos. Instead of it being a bracha klolis, a general, all-inclusive bracha, it's been diminished and limited to that one part of a person, which is the Me'or Panav Shel Adam, the appearance or the face of a Jew. So he answers this. This is a very big yesod in understanding Shabbos, bichlal and bifrat, the clothing of Shabbos. Rav Hutner says that the face of a person is the one place that remains after the sin. It's the one place that remains on the human image, the human form, where b'midas ma, where on some level, the neshama hasn't been eliminated. The soul is not losing. You could still look into a person's eyes. You could still see something of the soul. You could still see something of who he or she really, really is. You see, before the chet of Adam Chava, from head to toe there was Shabbos. From head to toe it was light, it was godliness, it was elokus. Completely. The physical body was, as it says in the Torah, that Hashem, says in the Sefer Torah of Rabbi Meir, that Hashem gave garments of light. Those garments of light, which really says in Chumash what? Kosnos or is spelled with an ayin, which means garments of skin. The way it's supposed to be, says in the Sefer Torah of Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir, whose name means light, it says in his Sefer Torah, Kosnos or garments of light. So what happens is as follows. As a result of the chait, as a result of the sin of Adam and Chava, man descended from being on the most exalted level of being, of shining with the light of godliness, of the neshama of the soul, from head to toe, every single cell, every single inch, was shining with the reality of what? The stamp of the King, of God's presence, of being completely, completely given over to God. But as a result of man, as a result of Adam and Chava's sin, so physical life, unfortunately, has taken over man's existence. But there is still one place that's left over. That's why we don't cover the face. Even though we're so worried about sneeze. We're so worried about sneeze, but the face is not covered. The Bnei Yishmael cover their faces. You see how they cover their faces? It's a busha and a cherpa. Even there, they're embarrassed to show their eyes. They're such ganavim and roischim. But we don't cover our faces. The face is that place of truth. The face is where there's still epis, something of the height of the crown, something of that first light. It's something where the neshama, where the das, where the inner essence of a person, is still stronger than the aura, than the ayin vav resh, than the skinfulness of physical life. It's a place where the aura with an aleph is still in charge. It's still ahead of the aura with an ayin of man's physical life. Chachmas Adam Ta'ir Panav. The wisdom of a person illuminates his countenance, his face. Even now, there is such a thing, Chachmas Adam Ta'ir Panav. You see this by a tzaddik, if you zarech to be by a tzaddik. Chachmas Adam Ta'ir Panav. There is the place where the neshama, still is making itself, its presence known. When the Ur Hadas, especially in the life of a tzaddik, when the light of God's presence, of that tzaddik's awareness of God, that Jew's awareness of God is so strong, that it's stronger than his physical interests, then it shines from the face. That's why children are so unbelievably beautiful. That's why children are so beautiful. Jewish children are so beautiful. Because the kaisnais or with an aleph, the garment of light, hasn't been dimmed by preoccupation with physical existence. And as they grow up, unfortunately, and they begin to become more possessed by physical reality, so then that light of their eyes and the light of the child's face becomes dimmed. Then they look like us eventually. Therefore, Futna says, I was zoche to see the Satan Rav a short time before he was nifta. I mean, I saw him as a child also. My father always took us to Shana Rabbah. But I saw him a very short time before he passed away. He had the face of a 6-year-old, 5-year-old boy. Did anybody see him? You know what I'm talking about then. It was the face of a child. There were no creases. There were no wrinkles. It was the face, and the eyes were as innocent as a newborn baby. It was something that when you were there, you can never forget it. That's why Rav Huttner explains, this is already found in the Kadmonim, that's why the word for face, panim, is the word pnim. Pnim means the inside, it means the inner life. Because on the panim, there is still a vestige of the panim. Upon that, that's the one place on the outside where the inside can still be detected. Where the inside is still making itself known. On that place, the chitzonius, the external life of the person, bows down and makes room for the neshama and says, okay, over here, this is your territory. Here, you win. The eyes of a Jew, the face of a person, the menorah, which Rabbi Nachman spoke about in Lakuta Moran, half of the good things, all the face of a person, the eyes, the ears, the lips, it's all the shape of a menorah. That's on the face of a person, by the panim. On our level to understand this, there's a famous teaching from the Avni Nezer, which we're going to talk more about when we discuss Shabbos candles. The Avni Nezer explains what it says in the Gemara, you all know, Ner Shabbos is Mishum Sholem Bayis. That we light the Shabbos candle, we could talk a lot about that. That the Shabbos candle is what? For Sholem Bayis. That there should be to bring peace in the house. Ner Shabbos is Sholem Bayis. That says in the Gemara in Shabbos. So the Avni Nezer explained that, what does that mean? What's the Sholem Bayis? Where does it begin? So he taught that the guf, the body of a person, is the bayis, is the physical encasement, the house, in which the neshama, the soul of a Jew, resides. The body, the guf, is the physical encasement. It's the house. It's the bayis. And in that bayis, the soul of a Jew is hidden. Now, during the week, there's no shalom bayis. During the week, the Avni Nezer says, there's no Sholem Bayis. You know why? Because during the week, what goes on is this. The Neshama says, make a bracha with all of your heart. The body says, stuff that thing into your mouth. The Neshama says, go to shul a few minutes early. Say a couple of kippur l'chtilim, learn a mishnah or something. That's what the Neshama says. And the body says, you're mamish overworked. You deserve a couple of extra minutes in bed. The whole week long, there's no Sholem Bayis. The house, the body, and the resident, the one who resides, the neshama, is in constant state of warfare. They're quarreling all the time. That's how you live the whole week. There's a constant argument between the neshama and the guf the whole week. So there's no Sholem Bayis, that Nez says. The whole desire of the neshama is to serve God. That's all the neshama wants. And the whole desire of the body is to serve itself. Is to just enjoy this world. And therefore, during the 6 days of the week, the mitzvahs are so hard. Because the body is expressing itself. And the mitzvahs are the voice of the neshama. And there's this war. And therefore, it's difficult to do mitzvahs during the week. So the neshama on occasion during the week is matzliach. The neshama forces us and is victorious and you get the shul. You know, but you know, you always come injured and limping. But there is this victory from time to time. On the other hand, there are times that during the week that the body is very strong, and one loses. But this is the milchama, so there's no shalom bayis the whole week. But on Shabbos, the Avni Nezer says the guf is misratzel lemalchus shemayim. These are the words of the tzaddik. On Shabbos, the body says to the neshama, "Okay, it's the yom of the neshama, it's your day." The body is masking to the neshama. The body surrenders to the soul on Shabbos. It's misratzel malchus shemayim. The body is masking on Shabbos. There's a God in the universe. There's a God in the world. And there's shalom bayis. The body itself is completely conquered by the soul on Shabbos. Therefore, we understand. Naasev Nishma, we learn from the Yisoid of the Beis HaLevi that what does Naasev Nishma mean? Naasev Nishma means that I am giving myself completely over to the King. I mishabed my very body, my physical life, to serve the King. This is not just, I'm going to try, I'd like to. During the 6 days of the week, it's a little bit, God forbid, like a Ben Noach. There's me. There's my body and there's my soul, and they're at odds with each other. So I'm going to try to do this, I'll try to do that. That's during the 6 days of the week. It's a milcham, it's a war. Nasiv and Nishma is a different madrega. Nasev and Nishma, how does it work, such a thing, Nasev and Nishma? The Beis Halevi asks, how can you say Nasev and Nishma? You don't know what you're getting involved in. That's only when you're promising to try to do this, to do that. That's when you don't belong completely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But on Shabbos, this Jewish person receives the crowns of Nasev and Nishma in return. Moshe Rabbeinu gives us the crowns back. Those are the crowns of Maimon HaSinai. When we gave ourselves, we were moister ourselves, mamish, not just in the Neshama, not just, I'm going to be a good boy, I'm going to be a good girl, I'm going to try my best, but it means I'm giving myself to you, body and soul. You own me completely. There is no question, there's no milchama. If the master tells the slave, do this, he has a milchama? There's no milchama, because if there's a milchama, there's an execution. There's no milchama, there's no conflict, there's no inner quarrel, it's yes sir, right away sir. There's no milchama. What do you mean milchama? It's not you. You b'chla don't even own yourself. So who are you to disagree with the king? So Shabbos, the crowns of Nasev and Nishma returned. Because on Shabbos, we understand that Rav Huna was explaining the victory of the Ma'or Ponim Shalom, that one place in our bodies that is still shining. Shabbos, when we say Mo'or Panim Shalom, it's not limiting Shabbos. It's not diminishing the light of Shabbos. When the Gemara says, Chazal saying, Adoyim Mo'or Panim Shalom Shabbos, Mo'or Panim Shalchol, that the light of a Jew's face on Shabbos is different. That's not a single aspect of Shabbos. That is what Shabbos does. That's the whole essence of Shabbos. The essence of Shabbos means that the Olam HaChomer, the physical existence of your life, your physical life, conceives to your spiritual life. That's the Brach of Shabbos. It's already enough with the newspapers, with the Irishkeit, with work, with everything, with all the smallness. That's all part of the Milchama, it's all part of the war. It's when I think I own myself, it's when I have myself, I'm not given over. But on Shabbos, the Panim, the face of a Jew, which is the last vestige, that place where the Pnim, where the inner light of the Neshama can be victorious over the body. That's the Hoid, that's the Karnei Hoid, that's the glorious light that was shining from Moshe Rabbeinu's face, the light of Ayin Vav Resh instead of the Aleph Vav Resh, instead of the Ayin Vav Resh of skin, of physical life, that is defeating us during the 6 days of the week. But on Shabbos, the Pnim, the inner light of who you are, defeats the chitzonius, the external existence of the 6 days where the body has equal say over your life. So therefore we understand that the Ari HaKadosh says that Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu gives us back the crowns of Nasev and Nishma. Since the crowns of Nasev and Nishma, we learn from the Beis Halevi, means what? Mesiras Haguf Mamish, I have no longer my body. My body no longer is mine. It's given over completely to my Neshama, to the King. To the Elokus, to the Godliness, to the King that dwells within me. The Shalom Bayis. There's no longer a Milchama, there's no longer a quarrel or fight. So every single Shabbos, that Madrega that we reached by Nasev and Nishma, which took place on Shabbos, that Madrega that we reached by Kabbalah Sator, by Mayim and Hasinu, we said Nasev and Nishma. Every single Friday, as we get ready for Shabbos, Bezer Anpin, on some level, we are once again reaching a Madrega of Nasev and Nishma, where my Neshama now is in charge, where my body conceives that it no longer belongs to this person or that person, it no longer belongs to my boss, it no longer belongs to the Yetzer Hara, it no longer belongs to the Taivas, to this, to that, to the Tumma, whatever Narishkeit. It doesn't belong to Channel 2, 4, 5, 7, 9, 11 and all the cable. It doesn't belong to the newspapers. It belongs only to the master of the world. That's it. It's not me anymore. And therefore you receive in return the crowns of Nasev and Nishma. That means that you belong completely with your guf. You completely belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why even eating and drinking on Shabbos is holy, and sleeping on Shabbos, everything is part of Einik Shabbos. Because it's not anymore your body and your selfish needs. It's now something else. It's now putting a kugel into the Ribbono Shel Olam's, carbon into the Ribbono Shel Olam's klei sharis. It's putting now, if you have the right kavanas, obviously, there are people in Abuha. But if you're thinking about it, your mamash taking care of the Ribbono Shel Olam's carbon. You're taking care of the of a sefer Torah. When you take care of yourself on Shabbos, every single part of physical life on Shabbos is different. Oynik Shabbos is different b'chino altogether because it's shalom bayis. It's not I want this and my body wants that. I want to daven and my body wants to eat. My neshama is eating on Shabbos. We'll talk about that when we talk about the suda Shabbos and mitzvah, the meals of Shabbos, the eating of Shabbos, the whole eating of eating on Shabbos of oynik Shabbos. That's what the Vilna Gaon said. There's a famous teaching from the Gro that I'm sure many of you know, that everything on the Shabbos table is completely filled with the light of the seventh day. Everything on the Shabbos table, there's nothing that's outside of the light of that reality of the body conceding to the soul, of the physical world conceding to the spiritual inner reality, the inner core of what of the Yom the Nishmas, the day of the soul. That's why he says that Ner, the candle, Ner is 250, right? Gematria, you, I'm sure you know this. Ner is 250, right? So 2 plus 5 plus 0 equals 7. Chala is 43, 4 plus 3 equals 7. Basar is 502, 5 plus 0 plus 2, basar meat is 5 plus 0 plus 2 is 7. even soup comes out. What's soup? 340, 3 plus 4 plus 0 is 7. Dog is 4 plus 3 is 7. Huh? Yain is 70. 7 plus 0 is 7. Cholent works out too. And they say, what about Abu Kugel? So they say, it's 7, that's not a shtick. You have to eat more than one piece, it comes out. Two pieces, it comes out. Demis says that Chamin is also the, what's Chamin? Chamin is Cholent. Chamin is, what's the Gematria Chamin? No. No? Huh? Chamin is, huh? 108, so no, 8 minus 1, a little less chalent. You have to be careful with the chalent. But everything on Shabbos, everything by the table is shining with the light of Shabbos. It's the teaching of the Gaon. It means everything, even everything on the table, the physical metzias that you're looking at is something else. It's something else. We'll talk a lot about that when we discuss the meaning of the Sudas, the meals of Shabbos. All of this is contained in one sentence of the Maral. These are the Maral's words in the 40th chapter of Tiferes Yisrael. Baruch HaBemor Apanav, Hashem bless Shabbos, Chazal say, with the light of the face. Ki HaPonim HaGashmiim, listen to Maral. Because the physical face, haponim agashmiim, mekablim or viziv bilti gashmi, the physical face of a person receives a spiritual light. V'dovizehu kedusha bevade, this is the essence of holiness. Masha mekablim or viziv, that it receives this spiritual light. Now how unbelievable and how amazing is the sentence when we say l'chadaydi. And who could imagine the thoughts of that tzaddik? Pnei Shabbos Nakabla. The face of Shabbos we are preparing to receive. Pnei Shabbos Nakabla. The face of Shabbos. For those of you who daven Nusach Ashkenaz, I'm sorry. So you don't have the Kegavna. It's Taki Rachmanis. But for those of you who daven Nusach Svart, so you know what it says in the Kegavna. It's hard because it's Naramis. The words you know. V'lei sholtana yiloh akhla b'chul almin v'an po'an nihirim b'nihiri yiloh v'sa'atras l'sata ba'am l'kadisha. I hope that Mitzvah Shem, that from now on when you say this, not maybe you, I'm not saying that, I'm telling you that you didn't know, but if there's something that you learned tonight, that when you say the Kegavna, you'll think of what we were learning. In English? It's from the Zohar Kodesh. In English? Listen. On Shabbos, all wrathful dominions and bearers of grievance, all anger and the sight of impurity, all goes away, flee. They run away. And there is no power but Shabbos and the Shechina and the Eishes Chayil in all worlds. Her face, Shabbos. Shabbos, which is her face, and it's the Shechina, and it's Knesset Yisrael, the Jewish people, it's one thing. Her face glows with a heavenly light, and she takes the holy people below as her crown. She takes the Jewish people as her crown, for they crown themselves with new souls that come with Shabbos. Then their tefillahs, their prayers begin by blessing her with joy, with radiant, shining faces. V'loimar, Baruch Hu Hashem HaMavarach. That's how the Arizal is Mekabel Shabbos. That's how we're Mekabel Shabbos. The face glowing. She crowns the holy people, she takes the holy people below as her crown, for they crown themselves. V'sa'atras l'sa'ata ba'ama kadisha v'chulun es'atum v'nishmas m'chadetim. And every single Jew is crowned with a new soul on Shabbos. K'dein sherus etzlois l'vachla v'chedva b'nehiru da'anpin. V'chedva with joy, b'nehiru da'anpin, with radiant, shining faces. These are now we've identified the radiant shining faces of what? Of Na'aseh V'Nishma. Of Na'aseh V'Nishma. That's what it means when I receive a new soul. My ex-debt Nisham Yisera. It means I'm taking a trip back in time to Har Sinai. It means that even though I messed up the whole week, the 6 days of the week I lost and the crowns were taken from me. The 6 days of the week at Mamish I lost, and that's the Chet Egel that I'm guilty of during the 6 days of the week. When it comes to Shabbos, is Yom HaNishma, so I say once again Na'aseh V'Nishma. Because the whole world says, you're crazy, you're going to lose so much money, what are you doing? How could you just stop your physical life? And every single Shabbos a Jewish person says, what are you talking about? It's nishmas mechadetin tzenu nisham, it's nasev nishma. My physical body is not telling me that anymore. There's shalom bayis now. It's Shabbos, there's no mocham anymore. My physical life is not saying that to me anymore. The physical life concedes to my face, to my nisham, which is shining ben hi with the anpin, with the light of Moshe Rabbeinu mamish. With the karnei or, aleph vav resh, the 6 days of the week is the kaisnais or, is the thick, coarse garments of physical life, as the body makes itself known and powerful and defeats us very often. But Shabbos is not. Shabbos is pnei Shabbos nakavla, the face of Shabbos. Chazal say, nadoim mo'er ponim shel adam b'Shabbos, the face of a Jew, the physical body of a Jew, the physical that appearance of a Jew is different. Because Na'aseh V'Nishma means I give myself over body and soul, not just my neshama, it means entirely. Therefore, there's a physical transformation that takes place on Shabbos. That's the panim he'iris. So therefore, now we understand it says in the Kavanah Sadar Rizal that when you go Erev Shabbos into the mikveh, so we learned about the two tefillahs. You remember we learned about tovling twice. We learned about the gittin and kedushin, separating yourself from the 6 days, and then a second tefillah, which means to kivyochel, to marry, to enter into the marriage with Hashem Yisbarach. It's also found in the Kavanah of the Reed that the two tefillahs, the 2 times you go down, the minimum 2 times in the mikveh, correspond to Na'aseh V'Nishma. And we also understand that in the siddur of the Baal HaTanya, so I could die to look there in the Alter Rebbe's Siddur. The Baal HaTanya says that this is what you should think of when you go to the Mikveh Friday. With all the Kavanas of the Rebbe, of course. But he says a general Kavanah that you and I, because we're not holding by us with all the different Kavanas, some of the names, but the Tanya says a general Kavanah that you have when you go to the Mikveh. A general Kavanah is that you are prepared. As you enter into Shabbos, you're prepared to give your life up completely, to die for God's sake. And therefore, when you descend into the water, which is not a place for man to exist, when you immerse yourself, you separate your physical body from this world, and you say, I give myself over completely, my body also. Because I can't physically live in that place under the water. There's a mesiras haguf v'hanefesh that Tanya says you should think of when you tovel for Erev Shabbos. It means that I'm giving myself over. It's no longer a matter, it's no longer an issue I would like to. It would be nice if I could. It's mamash giving yourself over completely. I belong to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then after the mikveh, you put on your Shabbos clothing. the Shabbos clothing, the chulam misatrim and the shmos mechadatin. Why is it that the Baruch Hu wants our bodies to be so crowned and so splendorous and so beautiful Shabbos? Why is it that it makes such a difference that we've been learning until now that according to the Arizal, every single thing has to be different? And then according to the Arizal, the white clothing of a kala, the shmos mechadatin, new souls, a new guf, the guf itself, the body itself is radiating, is shining. So even though really, really, the face, the ponim is the place that contains the mystery of the pnim of the inner life of a person. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us royal clothing to wear on Shabbos, that's the name of the big day Shabbos, is what? V'chulim nisatim nishmas nchadetin. To be makabel pnei Shabbos. That even the outside, usually I could say, listen, you know, inside of me I'm really a great person. On the outside I'm not so beautiful, you know. What I do on my outside, what you see is not so beautiful. But what you don't see is really beautiful. That, you could say that the whole 6 days, but on Shabbos you can't say that. Because on Shabbos, when you're given over completely to the king, the stamp of the king has to be upon you, even on the outside. Because on Shabbos you belong to Mamish, body and soul. Therefore on Shabbos you can't dress like a servant. I mean a schlepper. I mean a servant of Hashem, but you can't dress like a schlepper. Shabbos you can no longer dress in a way that pleases the body. You have to dress in a way that pleases the neshama. That doesn't mean you can't that didn't sound right. That doesn't mean you can't dress in a way that's nice. Of course you dress in a way that you're happy with. But you can't just dress like a schlump. You can't say, I don't care. You can't say that, listen, God, I'm really in touch with you spiritually. You can't say that. Because Shabbos, it's not you. You have to give your body over also. You're giving yourself over completely. It's not seven nishma. You're wearing the king's crowns. It's not seven nishma time. And the crown of the king means that your physical body must reflect the stamp of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Sholem Bayis. There's no longer this thing like, inside of me, I'm really close to God, but on the outside, I don't look it. Your outside has to look like your inside on Shabbos. You can't have this conflict. There has to be Shalom Bayis on Shabbos, inside and out. Your outside has to be as white and as beautiful as your inside. That's the Inyan of Shalom Bayis. That's the Levush of Shabbos, the clothing of Shabbos. That's Nasiv and Nishma. That's the Kais Naisma. That's the Panim and the Pnim. So now we come back to Yosef HaTzadik. I really would like to talk about this for a few hours, but we're leaving Sefer Bereishis, so just with this. We don't find another person where the face is referred to as much as with Yosef HaTzadik. And not only that, in close succession, in the Pesukim, boom, 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 boom. Let me read it to you. Lo yisay sif and leros panai. Don't come back to me without Binyamin, you won't see my face again. Next, ki lo nucha liros es pnei ha'ish. They said, the brothers, we can't see the face of the man. What do you have to just say ha'ish? We won't be able to see pnei ha'ish, the face of the man. V'achinu ha'katanin enu itanu, if we don't bring our younger brother. Next, Vayomer Yosef Elocha. Yosef says to his brothers, "Ani Yosef, I am Yosef. Ha'od Avi Chai, is my father still alive?" V'loyochlu Echav L'anis Yosef, and his brothers couldn't answer, "Ki nivhalu mipanov," because they were terrified by his face. They were totally overwhelmed by his face. Then Vayomer Yisrael El Yosef. Yaakov says to Yosef, "Amusa Pam, I'm ready to die now. Achrei Ra'isi Es Panecha." Now that I have seen your face, ki oidcha chai, and you're still alive. The inyan of Pnei Yosef, to explain that would take a long time. But just to begin, the face of Yosef, see, Yosef HaTzadik was standing there. When he was a young man, they saw him. And even now, it's not like all of a sudden he took off a mask and he said, "Hey, you recognize me, boys?" That's not what happened. It was the same face. Their problem was, all along, Fehem lohi kiruhu. They didn't recognize him. They didn't recognize his face. What does that mean? From the time that he was in the home, when he was a child, they saw him in his beautiful clothing, in his very flashy clothing, and they saw him also as a person who was seemed to them to be overly interested in his in how he looked in his hair, Masal Basar. Bekitzer, they didn't see the pnim on his panim. They didn't see the inner world of the tzaddik. They were oblivious to it. Despite their exalted level, they judged him as someone who was completely detached from the inner life, someone who was simply defeated by his body. Varaya, look, he's so interested in what he wears and his hair and so on. Therefore, they didn't see his face. They couldn't recognize his face. That's what it means. These are not regular people. They couldn't recognize his face. We spoke about that last year, this time of the year, the Indian of the tzaddik's face. But they couldn't recognize his face. Meaning they didn't see the crowns. They didn't see that he was completely given over to the Rabbi Shalom. They didn't see that he was a Sefer Torah, that he was the parchment of a Sefer Torah. They didn't see that he was a carbon, that he was a physical being that didn't belong to himself. It's like the Shabbos food. If he's taking care of his hair, it's because it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's thing, called Yosef, that he was taken care of. And that they didn't recognize. They didn't see the more upon them. And this is what we find in the Shem Yishmol Tafresh Ayin Beis. The Shem Yishmol writes, Kinevhalu miponov. They were terrified when they saw his face. Sha'ad Kol, the Shem Yishmol writes, until now, Hister Atzmei Mehem, he hid himself from them. B'maris ponov, he was hiding behind his face. The Kasher Isvada Atzmei Lehem, but now that he made his true self known, how you call her Irish upon of all of the inner light that was contained within him that he was hiding. The tzaddik has the ability to do that, to hide himself. All of that inner light that he was holding back for so long. He says the Irish upon of boikim oid yoiser keteva kol dover ha'ot. So you know, when there's something that you want to say for a long time that you're holding back, then when you're finally able to say it, mamish comes exploding out. When there's something that you're holding back, that you're holding back, when you're able to, it comes out in an explosive way. So therefore the Shem Yishmol says that the Tzaddik Yosef was covering his inside with the outside of an Egyptian. And all the years, even when he was a child, they didn't recognize, because he was so covered, he was so hidden, he was so concealed. And he's holding this light of his inner life back for so long, until finally now the Shem Yishmol says, Ketevo kodobro ha'otsu, k'shehis parets lot says, boikeya v'yotze b'koyach godl ma'oid. It comes out in the most amazing and forceful and powerful way when it's allowed out. V'ayupona v'vaydei naroi ma'oid. And therefore his face must have been very, very awesome. And the brothers therefore were terror stricken. And that's what Chazal meant when they said, if they were afraid, if they couldn't look at his face, what's going to be when Hashem says, Ani Hashem? In other words, what the tzaddikim explain means, what's going to be when you and I face our true selves? Because that's what's going to happen after 120. We're going to face our true selves. And we're going to say, I can't believe that's who I am. I didn't know that I had that inside of me. I didn't know that light was within me, and I didn't recognize the light of my face. I didn't recognize it. It was held back. And the Halami Ponev, it's a frightening thing. Therefore, we're taught an amazing thing also. Chazal say Erev Shabbos Haisa, that when Yosef HaTzadik sat down to eat with his brothers, it was Erev Shabbos. V'hachin elul Shabbos. That's why it says in the pasuk v'hachin, and they prepared the meat. And Chazal say hachin means to prepare. V'ein hachin elul Shabbos. And preparing means always for Shabbos. Shnemer, it says v'hi b'yamashishi v'hachinu. And on the sixth day you shall prepare. So here it says v'hachin. Omar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem said, Yosef, ata shamartes haShabbos actually nidna ha'Torah. Yosef atzadik, you kept Shabbos even before I gave the Torah. Chayecha. I promise you, Shani Misham Leben Vinchus Shehei Makriv Karbonoi B'Shabbos, that your descendant is going to bring, that your descendant is going to bring what? The carbon, the offering, the carbon with Kedusha Saguf that's brought when? On Shabbos. Shneimer it says, "Vayemashvi Nosi Livnei Ephraim," that on the seventh day on Shabbos, the prince of the tribe of Ephraim, Yosef Atzadik's Mishpach, his grandchildren, bring the carbon. This is the Pnei Yosef. This is the Pnei Shabbos. And therefore, Absadik says that when Yaakov Avinu saw him, he said, now that I have seen your face. What does that mean? He says, I've seen your face and oidcha chai, and you are still alive. Now I can already go and leave this world. I'm prepared to die. What does that mean? Because the whole week, Hashem doesn't really see how we look. Hashem can see, but the whole week, we don't look like we should be looking. The whole week, it doesn't look right. But when it comes to Shabbos, and a Jew wears Nasev Nishma on his face, and he puts on the Shabbos clothing, and he becomes completely Shabbos-dik, and he has the crowns of Nasev Nishma, and his body is shining, his face is shining with the Pnei Shabbos, with the face of Yosef HaTzadik, bin the hue of the Anpin. So then how happy is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How much simcha is there in Shemayim when he sees one of his children coming on Shabbos, and the Baruch Shalom says, I denu chai. Even though he was so crazy and mixed up, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, he's such a nut. But Shabbos, I denu chai. Elebnach, my child is still alive. Look at him, Shabbos. He's still Shabbos dick. No matter what went wrong during the 6 days of the week, Oid chachai. I denu chai. That a Jew is still alive, and the Baruch Shalom sees us that way. Sha'idenu chai, sha'oid chachai. That you're still alive. Meaning that even though the 6 days of the week, you're in such a state of milchama, such a state of war, that your body sometimes is winning, and your face isn't shining. And there's no nasev nishma. You're just trying your best, but you win, you lose. That's the 6 days of the week. When it comes to Shabbos, so every single Jew, every single one of the Baruch Shalom's children is shining with the light of Yosef HaTzadik, with the face of Yosef HaTzadik. Pnei Shabbos Nekabla. Pnei Shabbos Nekabla. Someone told me that Rav Pam Zecher Tzadik Levracha said that he was talking about the importance of trying to help a child who's in public school to try to bring him into yeshiva. To try to bring the child into yeshiva, and to do whatever you can to bring the child to have a Jewish education. And someone told me that Rapam said, Lamad of a diamond, what is this like? She says, could you imagine if your child, God forbid, was missing for a long time, and you searched the entire world, you couldn't find the child. Chas v'chalila. And all of a sudden, you get a knock on the door, and there's some person found your son, he brings him home. So Rav Pam said that that's how the Baruch Shalom loves and appreciates a Jew who brings a Jew back to the yeshiva, brings a Jew back to him. It's like opening the door and seeing your long lost child. That's the simcha of our Father. Every Shabbos, Hashem is Baruch, like Yaakov Avinu says, Achamusa Pam, that I'm able to see your face, ki oid chachai, that you're still alive. You haven't forgotten what it means to be a Jew. You still serve me. You still give yourself over to me. You haven't forgotten Har Sinai after all these years. And we could say to the Baruch Shalom in Cain, Habet Mishamayim Re'eh. Then take a look at us. Maybe you didn't recognize us, Master of the World, so much. Now you could recognize us. We look more Shabbos-dik, now you can recognize us. So if that's the case, so we could say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shim Chalei Shachachnu, then we could ask him, Na'al Tishkachenu. Then he shouldn't forget us either. And we recognize him, and then he recognizes us. So that's the simcha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's long-lost son. From Sunday to Friday afternoon is a long time. The long-lost son, the long-lost child, long-lost daughter returning home. That's how a Jew comes into Shabbos. Do you understand now? To wear vachidika clothing, to wear weekday clothing on Shabbos. It's like taking the crowns and throwing them back into Tuesday or Wednesday. It's taking the guf and empowering the guf over the neshama. Every single second of Shabbos, with Shabbos clothing, with the levushim of Shabbos. And it's been the hero of the anpin. And every second that Hashem looks at you in your Shabbos dikah clothing, every single second, he feels like that father who is kissing again and welcoming home his long lost child. Maybe bizarre to feel that kiss, maybe bizarre to return the kiss. As I mentioned at the beginning, to remind the Olam that, so next week the shul will be Tuesday night, 9 o'clock, just this week, because the shul has an event here. So Tuesday night, please, the shul will put it on the email, the website, whatever they use. And if you could just tell any of the chaver that you happen to meet. Shkaya.